Good morning again on Friday the 17th of January. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Brian Dobson and Gavin Jennings. The news with the time coming up to 8 o'clock is read by Susan Jackson.
A man has died in a stabbing in Cork City. The attack happened shortly after 9 o'clock last night. It's understood the victim was in his teens or early 20s. Our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.
This incident happened on the Bandon Road, less than a mile from the city centre, and an area where many students from the nearby University College Cork live. The man is believed to have been attending a house party. A dispute arose. The young man was stabbed. He staggered on the street before he collapsed. Ambulance personnel rushed to the scene and the man was given first aid there before he was rushed to Cork University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses or those with phone or camera footage to contact them. Pascal Sheehy, RTE News, Cork.
Housing, health and crime are among the issues that are expected to be raised in the general election campaign today. On the third full day on the hustings, many of the party leaders will be campaigning in Leinster. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar will be in County Offaly visiting a newly expanded business and then canvassing in Birr, while in Dublin, Pascal Donoghue and Owen Murphy will outline their new social housing plans. The Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin will begin his canvassing in Arklow, County Wicklow, before then moving on to New Ross in County Wexford, while in Dublin, Jim O'Callaghan will focus on solutions to crime. The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald will initially be in County Wicklow in order to set out a five-year plan to tackle the hospital trolley crisis, including hiring of staff, opening beds and additional home help hours. The Labour leader Brendan Howland will be in Drogheda, County Louth, to launch his party's new plan, Getting Ireland Moving, which seeks to transform commuter towns by cutting congestion and promoting regional jobs. Solidarity People Before Profit will hold their official campaign launch for the general election in Dublin. The Social Democrats will outline their key health priorities and propose solutions, while the Green Party will be addressing the issue of air quality. Aintu supporters will gather at the gates of Dublin Castle later today to remember those who fought in the War of Independence.
In the United States, senators are making preparations for President Donald Trump's impeachment trial next week. Mr. Trump denies obstructing Congress and abusing his powers by pressuring Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden. The US Vice President Mike Pence told a rally in Florida last night that Mr. Trump's opponents were trying to overturn the result of the 2016 presidential election.
You know, I really believe the Democrats are trying to run down this president because they know they can't run against this president. They're trying to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat this president in 2020.
A global study suggests that sepsis, also known as blood poisoning, is the cause of nearly a fifth of all deaths worldwide. This is more than double the number thought and indicates that more people die from sepsis than from cancer. The study estimates that in 2017, sepsis proved fatal for 11 million people out of nearly 50 million who contracted the condition. The project was led by Christina Rudd.
I've seen this with my own eyes, and my colleagues that are on the ground treating patients in low and middle income countries every day have been saying this for years, that this is a major problem. And so in a way, I wasn't actually that surprised. On the other hand, I didn't expect it to be double the previous estimate.
And the time is coming up to 3.5 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Stay safe, stay clear when working near overhead electricity wires. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999.
It'll be cold today with sunny spells and scattered showers. The showers will be mainly of rain or hail. However, there may be limited falls of sleet or snow in parts of Ulster. Highest temperatures will range from 4 to 7 degrees. And Met Éireann is forecasting sub-zero temperatures overnight, dipping to minus 4 degrees.